A Planned Parenthood Illinois leader says her organization is embracing the liberal image opponents try to use against them. Planned Parenthood Action President and CEO Jennifer Welch will speak at a McLean County Democrats dinner tomorrow about the organization's role in this election season. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Welch ahead of the Baldini dinner, saying Planned Parenthood's goal for women's health requires wholehearted political activism.
Planned Parenthood has become a lightning rod in the cultural and political conflict across the nation, based on those who prefer abstinence and those who oppose abortion. Even though abortion services are only a small part of what your agency provides, is there a way to move out of the iconic flashpoint status that you have?
I don't know if there's a way to move out, but I don't know that we want to. I think that's really the more important point. I'm speaking to you today as the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Illinois Action, and that's the part of our organization that's focused on advocacy and making progress in, you know, with candidates and in the electoral arena and in the political arena. So the reality of the situation is that we are at a pivotal time in U.S. history, and I want to focus everyone's attention on what's at risk and Planned Parenthood's role in the fight to keep access to reproductive rights and health and sexual health services in our country.
So is Planned Parenthood's brand permanently associated with liberal causes instead of reproductive health?
You know, I think that you're hitting on a point that that Planned Parenthood is becoming increasingly intersectional, that we are recognizing that our concerns are linked, and that we, because our patients care about immigrant rights, because our patients care about LGBTQ rights, because our patients care about maintaining civil rights in this country, we care about these things too. And honestly, for me, I am just afraid of living in a country where my daughters and our granddaughters have less rights than we did. And you know what? I should clarify, of course, Planned Parenthood of Illinois, the healthcare institution, they're the one who has patients. Like I mentioned before, I'm sort of wearing my PPIA hat as we talk today.
You're speaking at a Democratic Party function. So are you embracing that iconic status instead of working to change how you're perceived?
I think that we're focusing on these battles that we can't afford to lose right now. The healthcare and civil rights of millions of people are at stake, along with access to safe and legal abortion. And I'm talking to any group of people that want to talk about those important issues at this critical time.
Then what is your message to Democrats at the Baldini dinner?
My message to everyone over the next few months is that we have to, I say that we've got a 3-point plan right now, and it's fairly simple. It's act, vote, win. And ACT is the first step, and that's about putting boots on the ground with our partners to do voter registration and to make sure that everybody knows how much this election matters. And then the second step is getting everybody to the polling places. And I'm encouraging everybody who cares about Planned Parenthood and the issues that we're all talking about today, I'm encouraging everyone, vote early. And that way you can dedicate Election Day to helping other people get to the polling place. And the good news is if we all do that, then good people will be elected in the fall, and they will work with us to maintain access to health care and the rights and liberties that we're so committed to.
So the larger forces at work in this culture include both the Year of the Woman candidate and Trump. So how do those affect how and where you as Planned Parenthood offer your services?
Yeah, so kind of switching gears to talk about Planned Parenthood of Illinois' healthcare institutions, Planned Parenthood of Illinois has 17 health centers in locations across the state. And last year, at those centers, we served 68,000 patients. And that is really what we are committed to continuing to do. And we know that there are still places in Illinois where there is unmet need for family planning and abortion services, and we're committed to trying to expand care to reach everyone who needs care.
Would you say that based on culture and just where people are located, do you struggle to expand your services in certain areas of the state that, say, might have more of a conservative-leaning base?
We don't, because Planned Parenthood of Illinois knows that people need family planning services all over this state. And regardless of the political leaning of an area, people need family planning and abortion services, and we want to provide it. So we have centers in Peoria, Pekin, Bloomington, Champaign, Decatur, and Springfield, Ottawa, Central Illinois towns. We want to be where patients need us.
So switching gears a bit here, in the feminist zeitgeist, did you believe or would you believe there is a connection to be made between Planned Parenthood and, say, Me Too, Time's Up, and equal pay movements?
Yes, absolutely. I think all of these efforts are reminding us, and it kind of goes back to the intersectionality points that I made earlier. All of these efforts are reminding us that women have, I would say, additional struggles or different struggles. And you know, from our perspective, women have a legal, safe medical procedure that for some reason politicians try to decide about. And it's, you know, it's an indication of discrimination and I would say even sexism that women still face. And that's the same thing. It's the same sort of society that allows for sexual harassment to continue to take place. And right now, all of us are working together to help educate the world that the time for this has passed and that we think that women should make their medical decisions, not politicians.
How would you say an organization that focuses on health issues navigate that thorny cultural landscape? And do you broaden your approach in search of allies or stick to your core mission or something else? What's your process?
We, again, you know, I appreciate that we just keep coming back to that any movement, if it's going to be truly effective, must be aware of the intersections of the various identities and lived experiences of the people who are in the movement, in the work. And so we're committed to working together to strengthen our power and combine our resources and working together in the resistance. We know that we're in this together.
Moving on to another topic here. The nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court raises the prospect of a repeal of Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision legalizing abortion. Even if that doesn't happen, supporters of the precedent worry it will throw the issue back on the states. Do you think Roe v. Wade will fall? And if not, what do you think will happen?
I am afraid that another conservative justice on the court will lead to the elimination of safe and legal access to abortion across our country. And that's why it's so important that Planned Parenthood remains strong.
We've had half a century of fierce cultural combat over these core issues that we've been talking about here. Will the tense nature of the contention ever subside?
I think that that's a good question. And I would remind everybody that poll after poll, even polls done by Fox News, indicate that a majority of people in the United States support access to safe and legal abortion. I happen to be in Ireland leading up to their historic vote to repeal their restrictive abortion laws. And remember, that vote came out 2-1 in favor of repealing those laws. I feel like across the country, we would have similar numbers here, but I think there's a vocal minority who makes people think that it's about half and half. I think, and polls back me up on this, the vast majority of people in the United States support access to safe and legal care.
That's Mary Cullen speaking with Planned Parenthood Illinois CEO Jennifer Welch. Welch speaks tomorrow evening at the McLean County Democrats' Baldini Dinner.